How to develop telepathy. Let's start with a simple exercise. Try to practice with another person. You both need to stand up. Face the back of the other person. Now channel all the emotions you would have as if you hadn't seen this person for a long time and you want to give them a hug. Remember, this is all happening in your mind. The person with his or her back to you should tell you when the mental hug has arrived. When finished, switch roles. It's important to find someone to practice with so you can actually experience someone giving you a mental hug. If for some reason you don't have someone to practice with, try the following. Think of a person you have a conflict with. Now do this mental hug several times a day. Yes, I know it's not easy, but try for practice sake. Then watch how the other person's behavior has changed towards you. Please do not continue if you haven't practiced the mental hugs. How to communicate the psychic way. There are different ways to communicate telepathically. However, one thing always remains the same. You need to be in a relaxed state of mind in order to communicate. It's important that you practice your telepathic powers with others. The first technique is ideal for two people. Step 1. Buy a pack of Zenner cards or make your own. Zenner cards are cards with symbols. Step 2. Determine who will be the sender and who will be the receiver. Step 3. Sit down on the floor facing each other. Get comfortable and relax. Step 4. Shuffle the cards. The sender takes the top card, looks at it, and puts the symbol to memory. Step 5. The sender focuses on the symbol and projects the image to the receiver. Step 6. The receiver should clear their mind of all thoughts. Focus on the symbol that the sender is projecting. Step 7. When the receiver thinks he knows what the symbol is, he tells the sender. Step 8. Continue the exercise in the same roles of receiver-sender until the deck is finished. Now, switch places. Do not continue if you have not reached a 70% success rate. The next exercise works with your personal beach of time. Count down from 3 to 1 with your eyes open. You are now at your first psychic level. Then you count down from 5 to 1 with your eyes open. Find yourself at your personal beach of time. Now you are at the starting point for your telepathic communication. Sometimes it's enough just to be at your first psychic level. Once you're there, try to visualize the person you'd like to communicate with at this level. Ask the person if you can talk with him or her. Watch the reaction. Is the face open and relaxed or angry and closed up? If you're patient enough, usually the face is open. Now you can ask a question or tell the person something. For example, let's say you have a conflict with someone you're working with. In the beginning, try to be in another room from the person to do the following exercise. Later on, you will become so good you'll be able to stay in conversation while you're telepathically communicating. Go to the psychic level that works best for you. Now picture the person at that psychic level. See the facial expression and body language that the person displays. It could be a tense one or an open one, sad or desperate. The first thing you might want to tell or show the person is the way you would like the relationship to be. For example, this could be a heartfelt handshake or a friendly hug, because that is what it's all about, keeping the end in mind. Remember, you're still in your psychic level. Then, tell the person your point mentally, and also tell them why it's important to you. Maybe you just want good teamwork, or you just want the person to respect and appreciate you. Maybe you'd like to tell the person that you actually appreciate and respect him or her. Now watch how the person reacts in your psychic level, and then watch how the person reacts to you in reality. The technique above is a very visual technique. You might receive symbols instead of words when you try to contact someone. What they mean is up to your interpretation. Then, if you would like to tell the person something, do so with the symbol as well. In this case, you just think to the person what you'd like to tell him or her. No matter how the communication takes place, the other mind will choose your way of receiving incoming messages, whether it's symbols, movies, pictures, or thoughts. Here's an advanced exercise. I want you to have different choices of communicating telepathically. Eventually, you'll find your own unique way of doing this. Step 1. Get comfortable and try to relax as much as possible. Step 2. Close your eyes. Think of the energy that is flowing through your body. Step 3. Visualize the indigo chakra that is located at your mind's eye, or get in touch with your inner being or your inner psychic. Step 4. Visualize a brick wall and walk toward it. Step 5. Stop your visual body when you get really close to the wall. Step 6. Try to visualize a weak spot in the brick wall. Step 7. Visualize your body knocking down the brick wall. Visualize a spurt of energy shooting out from your hand to aid you in knocking down the wall. Step 8. Once you break down the wall, you will see a black void of space that is dotted with white flashes of light. This is your telepathic grid. Step 9. Recite your name 3 times. Step 10. Carefully listen to one of the white flashes. Try to imagine that someone is talking inside of your head. Determine what the flash of light is saying to you. Step 11. Answer the white flash by projecting your message into the grid. Step 12. Listen carefully to see if you get a response from the grid. Step 13. Your question to the grid should be, "Can anyone hear me?" Step 14. If you receive an answer to your question, listen carefully to what is being said. Step 15. Open your eyes. Here's another helpful tip for solving arguments. Just think to yourself, "I am good and you are good." See what happens. You can also use, "I understand you and respect you."